Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Get over there. Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting. Use Gritto, radio friends. The soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water. Then listen to it fizz. Dopes. Remember, Gritto, spelled sideways, is Otrigger. And now Gritto's own story of Sandra Sandpile, and here's Mud in Your Eye. Music.
Hi, I'm Paul Mack, and you're on the movie line at area code 818-761-3330.
When me and my friends go out in the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight, and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo, hey, Mo.
Well, I'm brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck. Doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo.
Hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
Scarface is exhilarating for its vigor and craftsmanship. Al Pacino creates his freshest character in years, says Richard Corliss, Time magazine. Roger Ebert, Chicago Sun-Times, gives Scarface 4 stars, highest rating. And Vincent Canby, New York Times, says Scarface is stylish and provocative, the most serious film about the American underworld since The Godfather. Al Pacino is Scarface. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Wow, Scarface. I hear it's a really good film, but, you know, I never did see it. Anyway, I might check it out, and I'll let you know what I thought about it.
Okay.
And welcome back to the movie line.
Yay.
For the week of January 29th through February 2nd. That's right, Groundhog Day, my goodness. Right here, and I hope we have a good show for you this week.
Yay.
I am just getting back on my feet, getting
Yay.
The movie line back in full gear.
Yeah.
We had a nice vacation,
oh,
and my movie premiere went really, really good. I want to thank everybody who calls the movie line that attended.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you enjoyed the film. I
know
it had a weak story, and it might have been hard to understand, but it was basically, for me, a learning experience, and it was a great technical triumph over my last picture.
Oh, yeah.
However, I do intend to bring you better pictures in the future. That's right.
Yay.
With the Blender Caper already in production. Can you believe it? The Blender Caper. caper, and that's going to be released this year. We're going to have a grand premiere probably Yay! Towards the end of this year. And, of course, if you call the movie line, we'll keep you posted as to how it's coming along and what's going on. Just call us each and every week here, Sunday through Thursday, one of those selected days, whichever's your favorite. Yeah. And we'll let you know what's going on.
Okay.
Anyway, like I say, we're going to get in full gear here. We're going to get going with our program, and we're going to have comments from you for stacked up from a couple of weeks ago and also from last week.
Yay.
And we're going to run you some movie promos lots of good stuff. So just stay tuned, and here we go.
Okay, here we go. I can hardly wait.
North Hollywood. I just wanted to let you know that people on the movie line never comment on surf movies. And I was curious why you don't comment on surf movies. I mean, they're just as good. Maybe they're not as interesting as some of the melodramatic movies, such as, who knows, Christine or something wonderful like that. But I just wanted to find out why no one leaves comments on the movie line for surf movies, because in my opinion, they're pretty good and a lot of packed action in there, and watch one sometime. That's great. Thanks a lot.
Well, Mr. Paul, happy 50s. That's appropriate. Probably everybody's going to be saying happy 50s, so I just thought I'd say happy 50 because everybody else will be saying it. I always want to be in the crowd, right? No, wrong. Anyway, this has been Rich of Sun Valley. I haven't seen any movies, and I'm real pissed because I want to see all these movies that are out, like Gorky Park, In Terms of Endearment, and even The Man Who Loved Women, because I love Blake Edwards. Well, I did it at the tone, and happy 50, and goodbye.
This is Jonathan saying you can't be disillusioned unless you had illusions in the first place.
Gabble blotches on a legged bay.
Yeah, I just thought I'd leave a few comments, perhaps bucking a tide. Terms of Endearment. I felt like I was in a TV show. I mean, first of all, I'm getting really tired of the movie assholes, people that come and insist on talking out loud. I'd rather talk about this. I talk out loud in the theater. They don't even whisper. It's like they're all sitting in a big living room. And of course, you know, everybody talks in front of television. Who respects television? But I thought Terms of Endearment had kind of that television quality to it. I love Jack Nicholson. I love some of the bits by Shirley MacLaine, and I really like Deborah Winger. But I felt that they were moved around rather artificially. I thought the cancer bit at the end was really manipulative. It's like, okay, now we've had all this fun with these characters. Let's make this movie important. Let's kill somebody off. And I did feel comfortable with them, just like I felt comfortable with Archie and Edith. I wanted something less TV-ish, I suppose. Something that felt like a movie. I liked Silkwood. I thought that felt like a movie. I'd be interested if anybody else has a similar opinion and maybe can talk about it a little bit more clearly. I'm not quite sure what I mean. I know what my feelings are. I just can't express it as adequately as I'd like. The difference between a TV movie and a movie. They feel different. Something's different about them other than the budget. Happy New Year.
Well, hello, Mr. Paul Mack and Movie Line callers. This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection. This is completely unrehearsed. Yeah, I know, so what's new, so I'll probably screw up. But, Paul, I didn't get a chance last week to wish you a very happy 50th tape, okay? And I know it's hard work, but hey, keep it up, all right? A few weeks ago, there was a caller that had made a remark about the Yes video, owner of a Lonely Heart. Okay, and I think she said that it was gross with the maggots or the worms crawling in the guy's eyes. Well, I didn't think it was that bad. Hey, at least it left an impact on you, right? At least you remembered it, and that sells, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think it's a good video, and I don't think it's gross. I think it's pretty rad. But anyway, what do I know, right? Oh, well, that's right. I'm John from La Habra. Bye.
I saw DC Cabin. It's a pretty good movie. It's kind of funny and everything, and a little bit rowdy. The acting was excellent. I give it a 10. And the last movie I just saw was a movie called Power, which was sort of interesting, sort of like a horror movie with a a weird twist to it. I suggest everybody go check it out because it's a little different. If you get a chance. Okay. Bob 213. And I'm leaving.
Hi, Paul. This is Boogalifoot from Tarzana. So we have a couple of weeks of reruns and a couple of weeks of jungle music, huh? Okay. Just wanted to check in.
Yes. Well, anyway, I will say that here at Paul Mac Presents, we are different. That's right. We do go out of the ordinary to provide you with the finest in family entertainment. I don't know what we do, but anyway, I do know that it is nice. You know, when I first went up, gang, back in 1983, it was so long ago, January 17th to be extinct, exact, I the original idea I had for this line was to promote my films when they came out. That's right. So what you heard over the last couple of weeks, I'm sure you all know, was a bit was jungle music, which was featured in my latest film, Obliteration, and a bunch of other weird promotional things like that. And of course, the past week I was playing the entire film soundtrack. If you missed that, well, you didn't miss much, but it was interesting to say the least. Anyway, jungle music has always been a favorite of mine, and now the PMP Chipmunk Choir will take a crack at it.
Assisting me in the discovery of a new drug I brought back from South America.
It's more of an emotional reaction. It's kind of hard to describe. It's like a high. It's oh, God.
I think this is going to be an interesting experience, Jim. It's kind of like playing a witch doctor for a night.
Paul Mac Productions brings you Obliteration. It will transport you into another world.
This is Brad, and I'm calling regarding a movie called Obliteration. Obliteration, I mean. And I didn't see the movie itself, but I heard the soundtrack, and, like, the music is so trippy, it's like an acid trip, and I guess, and, I mean, it's just so good. I feel like he's rushing out, taking some acid, and playing that music, and kicking back, and going crazy, and becoming a star in one of your productions, and not really, but, you know, I think the soundtrack was so tripped out, and so great. And sometime I hope you show the movie again, like, you know, so we can go to it and see it. But what I want to know, too, is how come you think The Visitors, in your own opinion, was a better movie? Because that's what you said. Because I'd like to hear at least the soundtrack of that on your station here so I could compare it for myself. Because the soundtrack of The Obliterated is, I think, sensational. So keep up the good work. Maybe you'll be the next Alfred Hitchcock or even the next, who knows, you know, it'll be something great. It's great now. Good luck.
Good evening. No, actually, I think, I don't remember where I said The Visitant was better. I will tell you this. I wrote the story for The Visitant. Obliteration had a weak story, I will admit. But, in my opinion, Obliteration is technically a better film. Now, I'm working with Super 8, gang, and this is very, very difficult to get a good, you know, professional-looking product here. But I believe I did with Obliteration. We had beautiful lighting, a wonderful musical score, as you pointed out, and you're listening to the Visitant music right now. But I thought the Visitant was better overall as a story, and the way it moved, and it was more appealing, I think, to a lot more people. But Obliteration was not bad. I liked it. I thought technically it just blew the Visitant away. And without further ado, let's blow into this.
Yes, this is Merrill from North Hollywood calling about a review on a movie I saw the other night called Obliteration, made by Paul Mack Productions. Well, I would say that it had pretty good special effects, but a poor storyline. And it had too much music and not enough dialogue. It was too scary for the older audience. The music was good, but maybe it was a little overscored. Too many animal noises were shot in. Also, Paul Mack seemed to talk with a lisp. He's going to have to work on that. Otherwise, it was a pretty good movie. Also, the arm looked fake. Couldn't you have used a real arm? This is Merrill, North Hollywood. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Executive Producer. You better stop cutting down your film or we're going to sick you to the demons.
Steve Martin is Larry Hubbard. When his girlfriend found a new boyfriend...
Is your cigar in here, honey?
He became a lonely guy. Then he wrote a book about it, and he became a famous lonely guy.
Larry.
But for one girl...
Larry.
He was just perfect. Maybe too perfect.
I need someone rotten.
Steve Martin, The Lonely Guy. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hello, gang. It's Robert Observatory calling from beautiful uptown Canoga Park. And this week, I'm going to leave a comment on a movie I had to go to practice with. You see, I saw The Lonely Guy by myself. Okay, well, the big question here is, Steve Martin ever going to make a funny movie? He'll make some humorous movies, I think, in his lifetime, but he'll never make a truly funny movie, not as funny as any of Paul's movies, anyway. What I really want to talk about here is Milk Duds. Milk Duds contain chocolate liqueur in them, which means if you have about 20 boxes of Milk Duds, you'll probably get drunk. So boycott Milk Duds. That sounds like something Galactic Hitchhiker would tell you to do. Anyway, I'd advise everyone, if you're going to go see The Lonely Guy, go by yourself, because that way you won't have anyone to cry on. It's not the best movie Steve Martin's ever made, but then again, he's never made a truly funny movie. Not like Jerry Lewis, anyway. Okay, and don't forget to call the Observatory at area code 818, just like Paul, I copy him, 999-0429 to hear the output tapes, and goodbye for now. Have an Observatory day, and see you at the movies. Bye-bye.
Hi, Paul, this is Dave Canoga Park, and I'd like you to give a review on Terms of Endearment. A few of us kind of wanted to get together and go see that, and... At the moment, I don't have a particular movie review, but I haven't heard much about this flick, and I thought you might expand on it a little bit. So if you can do that, I'd appreciate it. Have a good day, and catch you later. Goodbye.
It's time for Movie Line News, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. All right, Terms of Endearment, you'll want to know about that one. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a warm, fulfilling film, capable of stirring all your emotions, and that's love, hate, anger, regret, and sorrow, of course. And it has excellent performances by Shirley MacLaine, also Deborah Winger. I consider it to be her best film to date. Also a rare warm performance by Jack Nicholson. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to give this one a 9 for its simplicity, warmth, and realism. And if you tear up easily, bring a box of tissues for your girlfriend, of course. And other things in the news tonight, The Woman with Two Bodies. That's right, neither Steve Martin nor Lily Tomlin has had a big movie hit in the past few years. Tomlin's The Incredible Shrinking Woman in 1981 attracted a fairly small audience, and Martin's The Man with Two Brains was lost in the clutter of big films last summer. But now the two comedy stars are uniting their talents in a film called All of Me, with the hope that it will mean a renewed success for both. In the film, Tomlin plays a rich, fatally ill woman who seeks out a mystic in order to transfer her soul into the body of her stablehand's daughter, played by Victoria Tennant of TV's The Winds of War. But something goes wrong in the transfer process, and Tomlin's quiet, maidenly soul is placed in the rowdy, womanizing body of Steve Martin. Carl Reiner is directing the comedy on location in New York City in preparation for release this summer. Well, gang, that's about it this week because that's all the time we have left. However, I'd like you to call in every Friday and Saturday, one of those days, of course, and leave your own movie review to be played back on our program every Sunday through Thursday right here for our 24-minute show. So I want to thank you for calling, and now this.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.
Don't go away. This tape will repeat momentarily.